Welcome to episode 237 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be finishing our series on keeping your mind in check. So this is going to be series 5. Anchor scripture has been from Colossians 3, 15 to 17, from the King James Version. It says, verse 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Verse 17, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, we've so far heard 4 parts of this series, talking about things you can do to keep your mind in check. Because the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it proceeds the issues of life. We've talked about so many principles. So please, if you missed out on the first 4, I strongly encourage you to go back and listen to it. I really think you'll be blessed by those. So we're going to finish today by considering verse 17. It says, "And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." So what is the final principle associated with keeping your mind in check? It's doing everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Having that mindset, having that perspective that you're going to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. So basically, whenever you're doing something, ask yourself, is this something that Jesus Christ will be pleased with? Is this something that God will be pleased with? Because to do something in the name of Jesus, it means you're doing something that Jesus Christ will sanction. So you just need to ask yourself, this thing I'm doing, is this something that Jesus Christ will like? If it's something that Jesus Christ will like, then you're operating from a very good perspective. You're operating from a very good mindset. And the thing is, when you have that kind of orientation, it will force you to want to make sure that you do things. It will give you like the right motives for what you are doing. It will help you shut down selfish motives for doing things. It will help you to instead have godly motives for doing things. Like it says, whatsoever you do in word, so whatever you say, is it something that God, that Jesus Christ will be pleased with? Oh, indeed, whatever you do, is it something that Jesus Christ will be pleased with? It says, do all, not some things, all things, all things. If everything you are doing is something that Jesus Christ will be pleased with, then you have the right motives in your mind. You have the right motives in your heart. Right? And the thing is, when you do those kinds of things, it brings glory to God, because people will see the light of God in the work that you're doing. And that light of God that you're showing in the work that you're doing can draw many people to true salvation. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Right? Your light, that light in your heart, that heart that is saying, you know what, man, every single thing I do, I want to make sure that it pleases God. Well, you have that opportunity. You have that opportunity. So really, that is literally the last principle. Whatever you're doing, word, deed, anything you're doing, everywhere you go, the way you talk to your spouse, the way you relate to your children, the way you do your job at work, everything, do it in the name of Jesus. Do it to be pleasing to God. If you have that mindset, if you have that perspective, you'll be doing the right thing and your heart will be kept in check. So again, if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll encourage you to do so today. Jesus Christ came, he died for you on the cross to set you free from sin, to save you from sin. He wants to help your life. He wants to help your destiny, right? But you have to surrender to him. You have to confess your sins. You have to place them before him. So if you've never surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll encourage you to do so right now by saying this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. I surrender all to you. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I just said that prayer. Congratulations. You're a child of God. And Lord, I just pray for myself and every other person listening to this podcast, including those that have surrendered their lives to you. I pray, Lord, that may you give us the grace to do everything to please you. Your word says that we are created and we exist for your good pleasure. Give us the grace to bring you pleasure by our words, by our thoughts, by our actions. Everywhere we go, help us to be ambassadors of Christ, to lift up Jesus everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Most High God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Now, for those that surrender their lives to the Lord, there are three things you need to do. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website, 96 to 101. It is titled, The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church, a Bible-believing church. Many places call themselves churches, but they don't preach anything that's consistent with the Word of God. That's not a place you want to be. So I guess make that number three. The number two thing I want you to do is find a Bible translation you understand. For many people, they understand the New Living Translation. Read it. Meditate on it. Think about what you've read. Write down action steps for your life and do it. As you do those things, you'll see your life take a turn for the better. So until episode 238, I pray you have a wonderful week. I pray you have a blessed week, and I will see you next week. God bless you. Shalom.